Kevin McAdam is the regional officer for Unite. Morning to you, Kevin.
Morning, Stephen.
How wide-scale a problem is this?
Well, you keep talking about nurses, Stephen. Unfortunately, I have to tell you, it covers all workers in the health service. Some band one and band two, very low-paid workers who are coming out with no money to get them through from one week to the next. It is that bad. When do we know about it? This has been on the agenda, the department's agenda, with the trade unions and the trust human resource people since November of last year. We had to...
You're saying the Department of Health have known about this since November of last year?
Yes, yes.
The Department of Health have known about this for 5 months?
Yes, in recorded meetings with the trade unions, it's been raised with them.
What has been raised with the minister?
That raised with the department that people were not getting their salaries, that the shared services computerised system is not delivering. I believe the system is the problem is that people are not being given the time and the training to deliver the system. But David Bingham, there's a lot of mistruths or half-truths being told on your show by the department and the BSO. David Bingham's fully aware of this, and his HR director has engaged with the trade unions on a number of times about this. He's fully aware of the extent of it. And for example...
It's not a mistruth, it's a difference of opinion. Let's not get caught up in that.
Okay, I'm very clear about what it is, and I know that they are fully aware from before December. Because we were able to get the Belfast Trust to have two people with checkbooks on the 23rd of December in case any more mistakes were made and people were left with no money at Christmas. So they are aware of it and they have been trying to fix it fair enough, but they haven't been doing enough. And I think what's wrong is they will not resource the salaries and wages departments to deliver the change in service. The other thing that you need to know is the salaries and wages service in each of the trusts will be moving to Armagh as soon as they get these systems up and running in the trusts.
Here's a letter here. Dolores Kelly was on earlier on. I can see this letter. It's dated the 26th of February 2014. And it's a question from Dolores Kelly to the Minister of Health, 26th of February. Payments to staff affected by late payment of overtime and travel expenses is an operational matter for consideration by HSC Trust Management. This is the response from the Minister. I understand the Trust has advised that staff who did not receive payment for their mileage claims due to systems error will receive a late payment for their mileage claims on the 7th of March. Those staff who have not received overpayments in their February pay due to late submission or incomplete forms will receive this at a later payment date. So the Department knew, and the Minister knew.
Stephen, the system, when we were told about the system that was coming in, we were given assurances that the old system would run in parallel with the new system for a period of 3 months. It would then switch over and the new system would run and the old system would be kept running for a further 3 months to ensure that nobody lost out. And that singularly has failed to happen. The Trust and the BSOs have failed to deliver on what they said.
And are you aware of real hardship among your staff because of this specifically?
Absolutely. People, there are worse examples where people are being overpaid on 1 month, one person by the tune of nearly £2,000, and it was taken off them the next week without reference to them. And the system is so bad that the person hadn't even received this pay slip and didn't know they'd got the new money, but lost all of it the next week and had literally no money. Now, the trusts will get checks. If you can find the salaries and wages people, they will issue checks. And I've been given assurances that any costs associated with the bank charges or whatever will be paid.
Well, we're looking at assurance from the top on that.
Well, I think you should, but we've been given that from the trust.
We've just had a caller on that's had to pay out 125 quid of bank fees and he doesn't think he's getting a penny of it back.
Well, and that's where I would appeal to people to contact their local trade unions and make sure that your issue is raised and that we will get it back for staff.
I'm a social worker, says this texter. The new system started in the Northern Trust this month. We got emails to say our wages may be incorrect.
Yeah, and Stephen, somebody's right about one issue that it normally affects people with additional hours, whether it's on social hours, overtime. But you know what? Most of the health service have staff, nursing staff, other staff that work outside of normal hours. So it affects a whole batch, a huge batch of people. And one example, next week, the ambulance service, where nearly every ambulance driver works additional hours, they could face not getting their right pay.
Okay. Well, look, obviously,
some 800 staff. One example, Stephen, just in last month, 422 people in Belfast did not receive their right pay. That's
422 people?
Yeah.
In Belfast alone?
The Belfast Trust.
And we know that there's at least 125 people in the Western Trust?
Yeah.
You're talking, we could be talking about the guts, if you take that and roll it out across the country, if you did that, you could be talking about up to 1,000 people here.
Maybe more, yeah. The measure of, all because the system, they didn't do what they set out with the system.
And then I hear the minister and people from these trusts and execs from these trusts give the media a lesson about affecting staff morale.
I can assure you this has had an awful effect on staff morale. Amid all those pressures, you know you're not even sure of getting your pay at the end of the week or the end of the month. And let me throw another one at you that Stephen's not aware of. The South Eastern Trust will be enforcing monthly pay on people in the next few months, whether you like it or not. So it might be that you were receiving a weekly pay over the last 13 years, Stephen, but now it's going to be monthly. And we've tried to say that that should not be enforced, but can you imagine the mess that's going to make, Stephen, when they can't get it right?
Well, they need to get it right.
Yeah.
Before they... Okay, listen, thank you very much indeed, Kevin. That's Kevin McAdam, Regional Officer of Unite.